It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. We're going to begin the reading of the Scripture there, and so please that you would open your Bibles and prepare for the study. If you can, if you're traveling, why, please just listen very carefully. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. That's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And then if you'd like to email us, you can sure email us at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will be just fine, and we'd sure enjoy hearing from you. And on the website, we have many studies of the verse-by-verse studies. Our Sunday message is there, Constitution, Plan of Salvation, and so please that you would look to it and enjoy it. Now we're going to begin reading with Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receives, and he that seeks finds, and him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye into the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And we're going to end the reading with that 14th verse, and we're going to begin with prayer. Father, we thank and praise you today that we can come enjoy this wonderful time together. I just thank and praise you for the opportunities that you've given us to enjoy and use the radio ministry to proclaim the word and enjoy the fellowship with so many that are out there that do enjoy and love the extra feeding, maybe beyond what, Father, that they have at their own church. Maybe they have not found a church yet. We just ask, Father, that they would just seek and search for a local church that preaches the Word of God, stands upon the old King James Bible, does not leave that, preaches saved by grace and grace alone, and it's by the precious death and resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Come by faith, please. Please touch every heart that's listening today, that they will come to know you, and then they'll begin to grow closer and closer, that they will bring honor and glory to you. So please, Father, today, speak to hearts. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin this verse, and it seems like, boy, this would be just great. Ask, shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds, and him that knocks is opened. That's a wonderful, wonderful verse of Scripture there. Let's take a look at it. If we ask in the name of Jesus, in accordance with God's will, when we ask under those conditions, and this is God's word, so we need to play by his rules. We need to ask by his, through his plan. And again, if we do it in his name and in accordance with God's will. follow after his will. So we're to ask. Now, let's go to John 14:13 here. John chapter 14, verse 13, not far away. Hope that you had the opportunity to turn your Bibles and follow after that. John chapter 14, verse 13. And I was in Matthew chapter 14, verse 13, and it wasn't saying at all what I wanted. Here we go, John chapter 14, verse 13. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. But the first part of that, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's what makes it so important that we pray and we ask in the name of Jesus, because if you do not know the Son, the Lord Jesus, you do not know the Father, so we can't get to the Father without going through the Son. Remember that always. And then we need to know the will of God. We're asking for something that's contrary to the will of God, contrary to the Word of God. Why would we expect to receive something such as that? We shouldn't. We should always be seeking the will of God when we're asking. Now, the next word there is seek. So first we have ask, it'll be given to you, and then seek. Seek is the next. And then the response to that is, and ye shall find. If the answer does not come to you quickly, keep asking. Keep seeking. However, if you have sought for a period of time and it seems that the answer isn't coming, whether it be yes or no, it just isn't coming, what we need to begin to seek for then is, what is hindering our prayer? What's hindering God from answering this request? And so when we go to seek, yes, the request comes first with the asking. And then the next is to seek it. Well, when we're seeking that, many times it is a burden of the heart that you go down and look deep into your heart and into your soul. Lord, what's wrong? Because what I'm asking for, there is nothing against your word, but you're not answering me or you're not giving it to me. Why not? Many times, and probably almost always, you're going to find that there's something in your life that God needs to take care of to make you who he wants you to be. And so we need to not only seek, thinking that we're looking unto the Lord to answer it, but also we need to be looking into our own heart, our own life, our own soul, to see what is a hindrance here that's stopping this. So we have ask first, the request comes through. It needs to be in the name of Jesus and in accordance with God's will. Went back to John chapter 14, verse 13. Also, now we've come and we're looking at that word seek, and we've kind of worked it over a little bit, understanding. And it shall be, and ye shall find. Well, if we're not finding, start searching yourself. And the third one is knock. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We need to knock and knock and knock and knock until that door's open. Now, it would appear like that You ask and it's given to you. You seek and you're going to find it immediately. And knock and that door is going to be open. Boy, you're just going to keep going all the time. Well, the only problem with that is that our mind and our heart is so much different than the heart and the mind of God. And the heart and the mind of God is perfect and is righteous. And so whatever he desires for us to have is the best for us. It is not something that is going to harm us in any way. It is always the best. Contrary to many times things we are looking for or asking for. Many times we are seeking, we're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking on that door for something that's going to bring harm to us. But you see, the old flesh, we don't realize that. And so as we look now, and also this request that we have, the answer could be no. And sometimes when we're asking for something, we need to always request it in the will of God. Father, that it be your will. Well, with our life, it's very possible that it's something that's not good for us. We can't see it. It doesn't have the appearance of something evil. But God knows the future. We don't. And so please trust him. And if he closes, if that answer that you get is no, that may be a temporary answer, maybe just for today. And maybe tomorrow he'll hand you what you've requested. But there is probably something that you need to learn or something you need to get rid of that allows this to work. So when you read this, we need to go to the Lord in prayer, fellowship with him, seek his will, and enjoy and watch the blessings that he hands to us. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans 8, 28. I hope you know your Bibles, and I hope you have your Bible in front of you. I hope it's all marked up with little notes here and there and someplace else, because that means you're studying. I hope the pages are about half wore out, and you're going to have to replace that Bible before too long, because it's just you've just used it so much, and I hope that that's the case. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, born again. If you're born again, if you're saved, then these things, whether it's a yes or a no answer, maybe it's a little different direction we need to go, but it is for good. But don't miss that last part, because many people quote this, but when they quote it, they misquote it, because as the devil, he quotes scripture, but he has a bad habit of changing it to his way and will. So does man. When they quote this, you know, all things work together for good. That's not true. All things work together for good to them that love God. Love God. The only way you can love God is to know him as your Savior, to have come by faith to his Son, Jesus Christ, trusted in him. You had to come to a time, a place in your life, a time in your life, when the Spirit of God convicted you of your life, and that is a wicked life. He wasn't showing you your good life. He was showing you you're a sinner and you're lost. The wages of sin is death. That's serious. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So there's no way you're going to get out of this thing unless you come by faith to Jesus. Because you see, Jesus took your sin away. But you must accept that gift. First, he shows you who you are. Many folks don't like that and walk away the other direction without waiting for that blessed hope, knowing Jesus is right there to say, I'm going to come in and I'm going to abide in you. And I do that with the Holy Spirit. He comes and he lives within your heart to guide and lead that person, in my case me, lead me to Jesus. Jesus leads me to the Father. What a wonderful day, blessed hope that it is. But don't miss that, because you cannot love God unless you've come by faith to him and trusted in him. You cannot. So don't misunderstand that. Don't misunderstand that in any way. Another verse of Scripture, James chapter 4, verse 3. Find that back around Hebrews, James, into 1 Peter and 2 Peter, James chapter 4, verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it unto your own lusts. See, God's Word knows what we are and who we are. So when we ask, but we ask amiss, because it's something that's selfish, it's something that's self-centered, it's something that will bring only honor and glory maybe to me or even to somebody else, but it is not to the point that we bring honor and glory to our Lord. And when that's the case, it's not good, and we'll find the answer to be as it says. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. Seek the will of God. You know, he may not give you what you ask for, but he'll give you something much better than you can imagine, when you know him, when you walk with him. So a no answer is not something that's harmful to you. Sometimes a no answer is a blessing. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask anything according to his will, we need to seek his will before asking. God, what would you have me to do in this situation? Lord, give me direction. I think that I want this, or I need this, or I need to move, or I need to teach this, or I need to do that. But Lord, I want your will. So show me. Please, show me. John chapter 15, verse 7. John 15, 7. Again, I hope you have your Bibles. I hope you know your Bible and you can find these verses of Scripture. I'll list them here in just a minute. If you'd like to write them down, you can look them up later if you're traveling. John chapter 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. But the key there is the abiding. If ye abide, in other words, seek the will of God, abide, and my words abide in you. Know his words. Know his ways. Then is when you will receive this wonderful blessing. Verse 9, 10, and 11 here kind of joins all in with this. And it starts, again, verse 8, I guess, first. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. And so, again, you just ask, and then you begin to look. You begin to seek. And if the answer does not come, then you need to find out why it isn't. And you need to just keep applying, just keep using that effort, just keep knocking till that answer comes. But be prepared for the answer, because the answer may be no, because he has something better for you. Verse 9, or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? The very comments that we've already made. If we're asking for something, and we may be asking for a stone, not even realizing how ridiculous it is for our lives at this time, we may be asking for something that's totally contrary to what we need. But God gives us the example here, as the earthly father would never, when a son is hungry and asks for something to eat, ask for bread, that he would give him a stone. So understand that when we ask for something, whatever we receive from our Father, whatever we receive from God, is going to be better and greater than what we ever asked for. He's going to give us what we want when and if it's good for us. If it's not, then he will not. Or if you ask a fish, will he give you him a serpent? And the answer is no. Our earthly father, when we ask for meat and for bread, we will receive meat and bread. We'll receive what we're asking for, but it's going to be something that's going to nourish us and strengthen us, something that's good for us. And our earthly father will do that. And verse 11 says, and if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? What a wonderful, wonderful verse of scripture. It just opens it up. God is greater than earthly parents, and he has a greater and deeper love for us than anyone on this earth can have. And so please, first come by faith to him and be born again. And then next begin to walk with him and begin to ask for things, asking that you will guide me to your perfect will, that you can bless me with what I've asked you for. And what I've asked you for, it's not for me. It's for you, Father. Now, he doesn't have a problem, our Heavenly Father, with us asking for personal things. He enjoys giving us things. But see that we never come out of kelter, out of place, to where all of a sudden we are finding and seeing that we're not giving him the glory for it. There's the problem. We need to give him the honor and give him the glory. So prayer should be composed of petitions or pleads, and we need to be not only praying for personal things, but we need to be praying for others. Sometimes this becomes a very, like a shopping list. God, I need this, 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 and this. Amen. And God's not pleased with that. Our heart should be that we have love for the brethren. We desire to see them. And see, that's what happens when you're born again, because you, all of us, for the first time now, you suddenly have the agape love. You have the love that God can give you. So now, for the first time, if you would trust in him as your personal Savior, you can begin to walk with him. you can begin to serve him, and he will give you a love for that you can return to him, and a love that you can enjoy giving to others. And that's what's so important. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, Galatians, Ephesians, and there's Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful, wonderful promise. Men ought to always pray. Matthew, Mark, Luke, Luke 18, 1 tells us just that. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Always to pray. And as we would seek the will of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. That's to be in the attitude of prayer. Always enjoying, always fellowshipping with the Lord. Always, he's just part of the conversation. And I don't mean that lightly or flippantly. I mean that you're thinking of him and wishing to do his will. You're looking to see who you could share his sweet gospel with, to tell him about the saving power of Jesus. Father, who have you touched today that their heart and mind will be open to listen to your word that I can give them today? Who is that? We should begin each day asking those very simple questions. It's very important to be in an attitude of prayer. Now, we come to verse 12, which kind of this brings us to something a little different. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now, we've just been talking about seeking God's will, praying unto him. And when we look at this word, therefore, it connects everything. And so when we have a proper prayer life, and when we give out the word of God, when the Lord would so direct us to do it, and we also now would have a love for not only our brethren, but everyone. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and prophets. It's God's rule. How great would it be if you would constantly, always, be thinking of how to treat someone. Someone has spoken mean to you. Someone has done something to you, and it's angered you. But if you would stop and say, Lord, I know you've given me the strength to overcome this. And so please, how would you like me to react? Well, the Lord would tell you very quickly, how would you like to be treated? How would you like to be treated? And this is whether somebody's done something to you or not done something to you, but how would you like to be treated? Yes, well, kind words. That would be wonderful. For them to offer to help. Now, that would be wonderful. You think about that. We're going to start there next time we come together. It's so important that you know Jesus as your Savior? Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?